Hey, what's up, everybody? You're on Woke with Anthony. I'm your host, Anthony Newton, and I just want to thank you all for tuning in. So today, you know, and I've been, I guess, talking about this for the past couple of weeks, you know, in and out of different classrooms and things like that. And it was somebody that I was watching. I don't remember if it was YouTube or it was some kind of conference, but they went to say, you know, basically, you know, our life is roller coaster, it's up and down, and eventually you're just gonna have to pick what he coined your shit sandwich, I guess. And so that was really interesting. That was so interesting to me. Because, you know, I wanted to hear what he had to say, what more he had to say. So I kept listening, and basically the whole gist of it was, and it wasn't with a pessimistic attitude, but it was kind of like, you're going to have to, you know, whatever you pick is going to suck. So you have to pick the one that sucks the least, or pick the one that, you know, you like the most, and just call it a day. So that was really interesting to me, because it's like that a lot. It's like that a lot in our lives. And, you know, I look at working out and, or, you know, just regular health and fitness, and it's kind of, I mean, it's just like that, because, you know, your own shit sandwich, you know, it's, you either, you know, sacrifice your time and your energy, and you go to the gym, and you lift, and you do cardio, you know, and then you stay healthy. And, well, I mean, just because you go to the gym doesn't mean you stay healthy, but if you do go to the gym, you exercise, and you pick the right diet, then yeah. But, you know, on the other coin, it's like, oh, well, food tastes freaking amazing. So, you know, all this processed food and just this junk that they shove in our faces, it's really ridiculous, but they want to make it taste good. So most of the time, you know, I had a trainer back in the day, and teachers, you know, they were like, most of the time, you know, if it tastes good, it's probably not that good for you. And I don't look at it that way anymore, but, you know, it's pretty much spot on accurate. So you basically have to pick your shit sandwich. So you're either going to be fat and unhealthy and eat processed foods. And just because you're unhealthy doesn't mean you're fat. You know, just like if you're skinny doesn't mean you're healthy. So, you know, there's different ways of viewing this, but if you want a healthy life where you exercise and you eat good and you eat right, compared to just being very unhealthy and eating wrong, and maybe you're fat, maybe you're not, but you're also at risk for, you know, other different diseases, because you don't have to be fat to get diabetes, just so you know. Or dementia, or any of the other things. And, you know, there's studies out that are just going crazy with, you know, brain health and gut health and, you know, kind of everything that affects these different aspects of the body, you know, our different organs. So, you know, you can be skinny and, you know, you can go to the gym every once in a while, but you're still at risk for most of these diseases that, you know, that we struggle with. And just, but being fat, you know, being fat, you got the looks, and, you know, a lot of people just say, oh, I want to be skinny just because I don't want to look a certain way. But you also have to think about the health, like the health aspects. It's not just, oh, I want to be skinny. You have to find another reason to want to do it, because getting skinny is not really a goal, you know, or looking good is not really a goal. You know, that's how you get downsized and then you just gain it all back at some point. So you want to come up with just certain, you know, because basically what I did was, outside of the motivation and just the willpower to want to do, you know, just want to exercise and eat healthy, it was some scary stuff when I start researching the brain, and I start researching different diseases and, you know, how different things come apart, like, as you know, the fatter you get. And I just couldn't have that anymore. So, you know, I started my journey, and it's a lot of ups and downs, guys. It's a lot of ups and downs, but you kind of have to deal with those when you think about the alternative. The alternative is just, you know, you're going to get fat, you're going to get unhealthy, and most likely you're going to die earlier. And that's just, you know, that's the nature of it. And I do believe we all have a purpose in life, and, you know, you're still on this earth, you do have a purpose. So, you know, there's no telling when you're going to die, there's no telling what you're going to die from. So, but that is just, you know, just wanting to live a healthier life. You know, they say, actually research has proven that the fatter you get, the more your brain shrinks. And so, you know, this is due to a lot of things. This is due to, you know, some of the complex carbs that you eat, and some of the sugars that you have in your diet. A lot of that processed food just kind of affects the way the brain functions. And that's why, you know, if you are a bigger gentleman or bigger woman, that, you know, sometimes your brain's fuzzy, you know, maybe you're just going through the same rigmarole and you don't understand it. Your body can't process it. Your mind can't process it anyway. And, you know, you're just kind of going through this routine and you're just staying unhealthy. And I believe you have to find something different. You're not going to lose weight by just saying, oh, I want to get skinny. And some people, you know, if you do have the willpower and you do have the, like, the mental toughness to do it, anybody can lose weight. But it's not going to be sustainable unless you find a reason why you don't want to be unhealthy and fat anymore. And that's just what it comes down to. So I do, it's not easy by any stretch of the imagination, but you can do it. So if you can get yourself mentally prepared and you can stick to a diet, you know, go get you a dietitian. That's what I did my first time around. Get you a dietitian. You know, make sure your blood work's all done up, because there's certain diets that you get on. And I don't like to use the word diet when I'm talking about, just, I mean, because diet really just means whatever you eat. So diet could be anything, you know. You could have a Cheeto diet or a cupcake diet. And, you know, I mean, it's still a diet, but what I mean is these fad diets. So, you know, the ketogenic diet and the Weight Watchers and the Jenny Craigs of the world, all of these, no matter what you do, I would definitely just research and be prepared for it. Because if you don't do your research, there's a chance that, you know, all these marketing techniques that these companies are using, they're just really taking advantage of you. And some of them you can actually get, you can get the weight off, you can keep the weight off. But some of them, you know, it's just like, oh, you know, here, try this weight. You know, I lost all this amount of weight in such a short period of time. And most of the time when you lose such a maximum amount of weight in a short period of time, you're more likely to gain it back. Because when you lose that amount of weight, if you're not like driven to keep doing that for, you know, whatever it be, 5-10 years afterwards, then you're gonna have to switch your whole lifestyle. And, you know, if you're losing 2 to 4 pounds a week, you know, that's still great, man. You'll be, because 2 pounds a week, 2 pounds a week over a year stretch is over 100 pounds, which is pretty crazy, and it's really significant. And if you just do that over a year, you know, by the time next year, the time's going to pass regardless. So, you know, there's no point in just saying, oh my gosh, a year, that's so long. The time's going to pass regardless. And that's what you have to learn in life in general, is the time's just going to pass. So, but getting back to, you know, you're going to have to find your niche. You know, what kind of diet do you want to be on? What kind of exercise program do you want to do? And just stick to it and do your research, man. That's another thing. A lot of these, these quacky diets are just weird, you know, and everybody's constantly coming out with something new. So just be aware that everything's always changing. Everybody's always coming out with different things. There are different studies being done. Doctors are looking at different things. Exercise physiologists are looking at different things. So there's no one truth. You know, everybody's body works different. And, you know, a lot of people say that, but I don't think they actually understand what that means. Is, you know, because the ketogenic diet works for me doesn't mean it's going to work for you. Because intermittent fasting works for some people doesn't mean it's going to work for you. You know, you just have to find, what works for you. And some of these diets can be actually fatal. So I would definitely get definitely go get your blood work done up and just make sure you know what you're getting into before, you know, you just stop eating enough and stuff like that. Or, you know, you're just like burning a lot more than your body can handle. So just understand, that's pretty much all I need you to take from this, you know, this episode, because a lot of people, they don't do their own research, and, you know, somebody says, oh yeah, this diet worked for me, or, you know, they see something on TV, they see something on Dr. Oz, you know, they see something on one of these other shows that they watch, and they don't think to do any research. You know, and all these products now, low fat, you know, this will help you lose weight and blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, you have to ask the questions, like, how will it help me lose weight and things like that. So that's what I just need you guys to, you know, want to research, want to do the research, want to just get better. You know, because the only way we're going to get better is if we just open up our minds to things. You know, we're not being dogmatic. You know, we're not stuck in just one mentality. And a lot of people, you know, that's the way they are. But you can fix that. You know, I definitely look at the world so much differently than the average person does. I get that. But, you know, you have to awaken your mind. You have to awaken your memory and unlock your conscious mind, because a lot of the things we do are so unconsciously we do them. And we don't understand why, you know, certain things go on in our life. And it's mostly because, you know, you've been, for lack of a better word, you've just been lazy, or you've been a piece of crap, and you've gotten in routines that your body just normally, like, just readily identifies, and it's easier that way. So in order to change your behaviors, you're going to have to start changing the way you see things and changing the way that you react to things and just changing your overall behaviors. So, you know, that being said, guys, I really appreciate you guys for taking the time out of your day to listen. And don't forget, you know, you can follow me on Facebook or Instagram. You know, Instagram, I'm KingNewton1077. On Facebook, I'm Anthony King Newton. And also, you can go to my website, Way Too Woke. That's W-A-Y, the number 2, W-O-K-E.com. And I really appreciate you guys for listening. You know, go on there, like, subscribe. My name's Anthony. I'm your host, and I'm out.